A migrant father from Venezuela sits in a desk chair in a small ad hoc courtroom on the border in Laredo. His young daughter, a girl with a sheet of shiny black hair and bright pink sneakers, is pressed against him, sound asleep. The dad sways his chair slowly as he tells a judge in San Antonio he's afraid to go back to Mexico. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez watches them on a TV set up in a courtroom in San Antonio as his words are translated. She sends him off with an officer to elaborate on his concerns. He hoists the sleeping child, whose head rests heavily on his shoulder, and follows him. This is MPP Court, a temporary court set up in a modular building along the border with cases heard by judges elsewhere. Nine of those judges are in San Antonio. MPP stands for Migrant Protection Protocols, but outside of government offices, it's more commonly called the Remain in Mexico program because it requires asylum seekers to stay on the other side of the border while their claims are considered. Elizabeth Almanza is with American Gateways, a group that offers legal assistance to migrants who seek asylum. She observed the proceedings. More than four dozen migrants who'd been escorted under canopies to this modular building in Laredo from Mexico had asked for asylum in the U.S.
You have moms, dads, whole family units. Then the judge goes through as a group their rights. You have the right to an attorney, you have a fear to return to your country, you then have the right to ask for asylum. So the whole rights as a group.
After these asylum seekers had their audience with Gonzalez, they were to be escorted back to Mexico. But several, like the dad with the sleeping daughter, asked if they could stay because they didn't feel safe in Mexico. So what's there to fear in Mexico?
A lot. So you have these individuals that don't have a home in Nuevo Laredo that are for food. How do they eat? You need money. Now, they might have come with some money, but they've probably paid somebody to get here. They probably paid somewhere to stay just to get to their hearing date.
Almanza says there are drug cartels. There are human traffickers and other criminals who prey on the vulnerable. These migrants have a month until their next hearing. So where do they go now?
They stay anywhere in Mexico. Nuevo Laredo, we've heard that they, because of the safety and the overcrowding, that some of them have been directed by Mexican officials to the nearest cities, Monterrey and Chiapas.
More than 6,000 migrants seeking asylum have been turned back in Laredo since July, when the MPP policy went into effect at that port of entry. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.